Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹。
Now this is almost the end of 2024.
那现在几乎已经是2024年的末了了。
And 2025 is in view.
我们好像就能看到2025年。
So we are at the end of one year.
我们在一年之末。
But it's also right before the beginning of another.
但同样也是在下一年的起始。
So this morning we would like to look at a time in Israel's history that is at the end of a period and right before the beginning of another period.
所以早上我们要同样来看，在以色列历史当中这样的一个时间点，它是一个阶段的结束，也同样代表着另外一个阶段的开始。
So we can prepare ourselves, ask the Lord to use.Their experiences to show us how can we prepare for a new beginning.
所以我们可以求主，让我们借着他们这样的一段时间和经历，让我们学会如何来预备我们自己，好能够迎接新一年的开始。
And Lord rule in the kingdom of man.
神在人的国中掌权。
Therefore, even before they knew there will be a beginning, God has already revealed.That new beginning.
所以甚至在他们知道将有一个新的开始的时间，神已经来预备那样一个开始。
And we want to start with this prophecy of new beginning.
所以我们开始的时候要先来读这样一处关于这新开始的预言。
And the beginning was prophesied by prophet Daniel before anyone has any idea that the end is near.
那这个预言就在人未知有这样一个末了之时，借着但以理先知的口已经说了出来。
Daniel chapter 9, verse 24 and 25.
但以理书九章二十四到二十五节。
Daniel chapter 9, verse 24 and 25.
但以理书九章二十四二十五节。
77s are decreed for your people and your holy city to finish transgressions.To put an end to sin, to atone for wickedness, to bring in everlasting righteousness, so to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy place. Know and understand this, from the time the word goes out to restore and rebuild Jerusalem until the anointed one, the ruler, comes.There will be 7 sevens and 72 sevens. It will be rebuilt and streets and a trench, but in times of trouble.
为你本国之民和你圣城已经定了70个期，要止住罪过，除尽罪恶，赎尽罪孽，引进永义，封住异象和预言，并高至圣者。你当知道，当明白，从出令重新建造耶路撒冷。直到有受高君的时候，必有七个期和62个期。正在艰难的时候，耶路撒冷城连街带壕都必重新建造。
Then 26:27 also tells us that there is a final seven before the end of time.
那在26到27节那里也同样告诉我们，在时间末了以先还要有那最后的期。
Altogether, there are 77.
所以这些加起来一共有70个期。
This is that new beginning.
这是那新的开始。
Now let's look at the time that close to the end in the history of Israel.
那现在我们要来看的是在以色列一段历史的那个末了。
It is probably the darkest time.Of history of Israel.
这可能是在以色列历史当中最黑暗的一段时间。
And we're going to read just a few critical time during the story.
我们就要来看这一段故事当中最重要的几处经节。
And we don't have time to tell the story itself.
我们没时间把这个故事再讲一遍。
But we only want to point out the critical moments in time.During that time.
但我们要讲的就是那段历史当中至关重要的几个时刻。
And it's out of these critical moments we will learn how to make the change.
是在这样的时间的这样几个时刻的里面，我们要来学习如何的让改变得以产生。
How you and I can prepare for this futures.
也让我们知道如何预备我们的将来。
I don't know what 2024 is for you.
我不知道2024年对你意味着什么。
For some, maybe very, very joyful.
对某些人来说，也许这是充满喜乐的一年。
But for others, maybe very sorrowful.
但对有一些人来说，也许这一年我们充满了忧伤。
But how do we turn the sorrow into joy?
但如何能让我们的心中的忧伤成为喜乐呢？
May for some there may be so many things to celebrate.
对有些人来说，也许这一年我们有如何这么多可以庆祝的事。
But for others, there's so much to mourn.
但对有一些人来说，也许这一年我们有这么多值得缅怀。
How do we turn the mourning into celebration?
如何让我们的哀痛能够变成庆祝呢？
Then we need to learn from this time how God has turned the sorrow into joy.Turn the mourning into celebration for Israel.
我们就要借着这段的历史来看神如何让以色列转忧为喜，转悲为乐。
So let's look at these four critical moments.
让我们来看一看这四个至关重要的时刻。
Esther chapter 4, 14 to 16.
以斯帖记第四章14到16节。
For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance.For the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have time to your royal position for such a time as this? Then Esther sent his reply to Mordecai, Go, gather together all the Jews who are in Susa, and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day.I and my attendants will fast as you do. When this is done, I will go to the king, even though it is against the law, and if I perish, I perish.
此时你若闭口不言，犹大人必从别处得解脱，蒙拯救，你和你父家必至灭亡。焉知你得了王后的位分，不是为现今的机会吗？以斯帖就吩咐人回报莫迪改说，你当去招聚书山城所有的犹大人，为我禁食三昼三夜，不吃不喝，我和我的宫女也要这样禁食，然后我唯力进去见王，我若死就死吧。
Chapter 6, verse 11.
第六章第十一节。
It's the second critical moment.
这是那第二个至关重要的时刻。
So Haman got the robe and the horse. He rode Mordecai and led him on horseback through the city streets, proclaiming before him, This is what is done for the man the king delights to honor.
于是哈曼将朝服给莫迪改穿上，使他骑上马，走遍城里的街市，在他面前宣告说，王所喜悦尊荣的人就如此待他。
Mordecai was elevated.
莫迪改因此被高升。
Now let's look at the third critical moment.
然后我们看第三处呢至关重要的时刻。
Chapter 7 verse 10.
第七章第十节。
So they hang Haman on the gallows.Which he had prepared for Mordecai, and the king's anger subsided.
于是人将哈曼挂在他为莫迪改所预备的木架上，王的愤怒这才止息。
We saw Haman was hanged on the gallows.
我们看到哈曼被挂在木架之上。
Now come to the fourth critical times.
然后是第四处呢至关重要的时刻。
Esther chapter 9 verse 1.
第九章第一节。
On the 13th day.Of the 12th month, the month of Adar, the edict commanded by the king was to be carried out. On this day, the enemies of the Jews had hoped to overpower them. But now, the tables were turned, and the Jews got the upper hand over those who hated them.
十二月乃亚达月十三日，王的谕旨将要举行，就是犹大人的仇敌盼望辖制他们的日子，犹大人反倒辖制恨他们的人。
From these four critical moments, we want to learn how the Lord will turn a sorrow into joy.
借着这四处的经节，我们要来学习神如何转忧为喜。
How the LordCan turn a mourning into celebration.
以及神如何能够转悲为乐。
But before we start, we want to read a New Testament verse.
在开始之前，我们想要来再读一处新约的章节。
That provide explanation from the New Testament perspective, the whole story.
让我们从新约的角度来看，它是如何来解释。
Romans chapter 8, verse 1 to verse 3.
罗马书第八章一到三节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 1 to verse 3.
罗马书八章一到三节。
Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus and the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do, because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering, and so He condemned sin in the flesh.
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。律法既因肉体软弱有所不能行的，神就差遣自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案。
Father, we thank you that you have brought all of us to the end of 2024.
父，感谢你让我们一同能够来到2024年的末了。
We thank you for all the things that we experienced this year.
我们为着这一年所经历的一切来感谢。
Whether it is a joyful thing or it is a sorrowful thing.
无论我们所经历的是喜或是忧。
We find grace in all our experiences.
在我们一切的经历当中，我们都看到您的恩典。
As we come to the end of this year.
当我们来到年末。
We look forward to a new year.
当我们要来仰望年中年初。
We ask you to let us come anew.
我们求你能够让我们再起手。
Do not allow us to stay as the way it is.
愿我们不是满足在现状。
Let us go forward.
让我们能够继续向前。
Therefore, we commit this time to your hand.
所以我们要把这样的时间交在您的手中。
May we all learn from the history.
愿我们借着这段历史
in Jesus' name we pray.
都能够有所学习，奉主耶稣的名祷告。
The time of Esther or the book of Esther is the last of all the Old Testament historical books.
那以斯帖记就是在旧约历史当中历史书的最后一本。
However, it is not the last one chronologically.
但按着时间的顺序来说，这却不是最后一本书。
Chronologically, the Esther happened in the middle of Ezra.
那按照时间的顺序来说，以斯帖记发生是在以斯拉记的中间。
It's right between the chapter 6 and chapter 7 of Ezra.
是在以斯拉记第六章和第七章的中间。
Right between the when the temple was rebuilt.
刚好在这个圣殿被建。
But the wall has not been established.
然而那时呢，这个城墙还没建好。
So there are 60 years between the chapter 6 and chapter 7 of Ezra.
所以在以斯拉记第六章和第七章的中间有这样60年。
And during those 60 years, something happened in the Persian Empire.
就在这六十年当中，在波斯帝国发生了一些事。
And that story was recorded in the book of Esther.
这些事就被记录在了以斯帖记当中。
So the question is,
所以问题是
if Esther is not the last book chronologically, why the Holy Spirit placed the book at the very end of Old Testament history?
如果以斯帖记按照时间的顺序来说不是最后一本书，为什么圣灵要把以斯帖记放在旧约历史书的最后一本？
Chronologically, the last book in Old Testament history is Nehemiah and Malachi.
按照时间的顺序，旧约历史最后的两本应该是尼希米和马拉基书。
The Nehemiah and Malachi should be the last in chronological order.
尼希米和马拉基这两本书按照时间的顺序应该是最后的。
Also, in Nehemiah, it is a very unique book.
同样尼希米记也是非常独特的一本书。
Because it ends in a very disappointing way.
因为它结束的时候让我们心中好像充满了失望。
I once spoke in a conference about Nehemiah.
有一次在一个特会当中我就讲到尼希米记。
And I have three messages to give.
当时我有三堂的信息。
So I ended my third message at the chapter 12 of the book of Nehemiah.
当时第三堂结束的时候我就讲到了尼希米记的第十二章。
And after the message, an elderly brother approached me and asked me,
那信息结束之后有一位年长的弟兄就过来问我
Why didn't I cover the chapter 13?
为什么你不提到第十三章呢
Do you know why didn't I cover chapter 13?
你知道为什么我当时没讲到第十三章吗
Because at the time, I did not know how to end a conference with chapter 13.
因为那时我不知道如何在一场特会的结束来在十三章那里停止
I did not know how to end a conference with a discouraging note.
我不知道如何以这样一个让人心里沮丧的故事来结束一场特会。
So there's always a question back in my mind, why the Nehemiah ends in that way?
当然我脑海当中一直就回想着这个思念，为什么尼希米记要以这样的一个结局来结束呢
？So I not only did not know how Nehemiah ends in that way, I did not know why Esther comes after Nehemiah.
我不仅不知道为什么尼希米记是这样结束，我也不知道为什么以斯帖记要记在尼希米记之后。
But it all came clear by Daniel's prophecy.
但借着但以理的预言，让我们一切都能够清晰明了。
I think Daniel received a vision to a new beginning.
我相信但以理所得的意象是关乎那新的开始。
And the chapter 13 of Nehemiah proved that the new beginning is necessary.
并且尼希米记的十三章证明了这个新的开始是必须的。
All of a sudden, I realize, I understand why we have to end that way.
突然我就明白了为什么我们要以这样的结局来结束。
Because chapter 13 tells everyone that we need a new beginning.
因为第十三章告诉我们，我们都需要一个新的开始。
It doesn't work.
那样的方法并不能够起效。
There is a need for something new.
我们有一个需要让一些新的事情能够来开始。
There is a need for something completely different.
我们需要一件完全不同的事情。
Brother and sister, how many times that we struggle with our Christian life?
弟兄姐妹，有多少次我们为着自己的基督的生活在这里来挣扎
？No one here.Has struggled with their Christian life longer than Israel.
我想没有一个人比起以色列对着他们自己的基督徒生活有如此多的挣扎。
They struggle to live a Christian life for 1,000 years.
因为他们想要过好一个基督徒生活有一千年之久。
Do you know how long it is from the time the Lord is given to the end of Nehemiah?
是从
那个律法，
从律法开始到尼希米记的最后
，is about 1,000 years，
大概有一千年的时间。
Our Lord gave the people of Israel 1,000 years to prove they can obey the law。
神给了以色列人一千年的时间来证明他们没办法守律法。
God endured for the 1,000 years。
神也忍耐他们有一千年。
Patiently wait for Israel for 1,000 years.
在那里耐心的等候以色列人一千年。
He sent judges, he sent kings, he sent prophets.
他差遣士师、君王、先知。
Although there are periodical revival among them,
虽然在他们有阶段性的回复
，such as the time of David, Nehemiah.
好像在大卫在尼希米的时候
or Hezekiah, Josiah
或者在西西家在约西亚的时候
but all those revival were short-lived
但这恢复的时间都非常的短暂
very quickly the people of Israel revert back to unfaithfulness
很快以色列人又回到他们不幸的那个光景里边
therefore come to the end of Nehemiah chapter 13
所以当我们来到尼希米记十三章最后的时候
it is very clear to all of us now that there is a need for a new beginning
我们现在都明白他们实在需要一个新的开始
But what was that new beginning?
但这个新的开始是什么呢？
If the old covenant does not work, what is the new covenant?
如果旧约不起作用的话，那新约是什么呢？
This is what Esther is all about.
这就是以斯帖记所讲的。
This is why Esther has to be placed right after Nehemiah.
这是为什么以斯帖记要刚好放在尼希米记的后边。
To tell us what is that new beginning.
来让我们知道这个新的开始究竟是什么。
How can we transition from this old into something new?
让我们知道如何从那旧的转到那新的。
So Esther is a very, interesting book.
所以以斯帖是一本非常有趣的书。
It's entirely a story form.
它是在一个故事的形式来继续出来的。
But from the story, we can understand the path.
但从这个故事里面，我们能够明白那条路。
We can understand the key message from the 1,000 year of Old Testament history.
我们也能够从当中明白那旧约历史1000年所要传达那个重要的信息。
Because if we do not understand the past, we do not understand the futures.
因为如果我们不能够明白过往的话，我们也不能够明白将来。
But Esther also gives us an idea what this future looks like.
但以斯帖却给我们这样一个意念，让我们知道将来是怎样。
How God will work in our heart to prepare for this new futures.
神如何要在我们的心里来工作，为我们预备那将来。
And that is why Esther plays right after Nehemiah.
这是为什么以斯帖记刚好在尼希米记的后面。
When Nehemiah proved that there is a need for a new beginning.
当尼希米证明了我们需要一个新的开始。
That Esther explained the reason why.
以斯帖就告诉我们为什么。
Also tell us,How to prepare for this new futures.
并且告诉我们如何能够为着那新的将来预备。
Brothers and sisters, Esther completely explained the 1,000 years of failure.
弟兄姐妹，以斯帖记就讲全了那一千年的失败。
The 1,000 years of history demonstrate how impossible for the flesh to live a spiritual life.
以色列一千年的失败的历史告诉我们，肉体想要过一个属灵的生活是不可能的。
Exhorting the flesh to be spiritual is hopeless.
劝诫肉体期望它能够变成属灵的是没有盼望的。
And this struggle often explains the discrepancy in many Christian lives today.
那这样的一个挣扎也正解释了今天在很多基督徒的生活当中的那个不同。
A discrepancy between Christians' actions and their beliefs is called hypocrisy.
基督徒生活，他们所能行出来的与他们所相信之间的那个区别，就被称为假冒为善。
If we try to live a spiritual life with our own flesh, we will end up a hypocrite.
如果我们尝试靠着肉体来过一个属灵的生活，我们终究就要成为一个假冒为善的人。
And in Esther, the character of Haman symbolized the flesh.
在以斯帖记当中，哈曼就代表了肉体。
And Haman was elevated to highest position in the Persian Empire.
当时哈曼被高举在波斯帝国当中位高权重。
Haman saw honor and respect from all.
他从众人那里得着尊荣。
But Mordecai refused to bow to him.
但莫迪改却拒绝向他跪拜。
Haman plotted not only to destroy Mordecai, but to annihilate all the Jews in the Persian Empire.
那哈曼就不仅想要杀莫迪改，并要将在波斯帝国的犹太人灭族。
And this is the darkest time of the history of Israel.
这是在以色列人历史当中最黑暗的时刻。
They're on the verge of being annihilated.
他们正在那将要被灭族的边缘。
Brothers and sisters, this is how powerful the flesh is.
弟兄姐妹，这就是肉体有多大的能量。
The flesh is determined.To annihilate our spiritual life.
因为肉体定义要来杀灭我们的属灵的生命。
Therefore, we must understand the failure before we can have a change.
所以这让我们明白，让我们要新的开始，新的改变之前，我们要这样一个改变。
And the failure doesn't matter in what form or in what situation, is centered around the flesh.
无论我们的失败是以怎样的形式，怎样的一个表现出来，它都是以肉体为中心的。
But in Esther, he unveiled to us God's plan to overcome the flesh.In this new covenant,
但以斯帖记却让我们解释了神是如何在新约当中能够来胜过肉体。
And God's plan to overcome the flesh centered around two things.
那神要来胜过肉体这件事是基于两个中心。
It centered around the cross and the Holy Spirit.
一就是十字架，二就是圣灵。
And this plan involved four steps.
那这样神这样的一个计划有四步。
In every step, you will see the work of Holy Spirit and the cross.
在每一步当中，我们都能够看到十字架和圣灵的工作。
The first step,
第一步
，taking up your cross daily through the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵每日背起自己的十字架。
Second step,
第二步
，allowing the Holy Spirit to reclaim God's sovereignty from our flesh.
让神借着圣灵在我们的肉体里重得主权。
The third step,
第三步
crucifying our flesh to the cross by the power of Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵的大能将我们的肉体钉死在十字架上。
The final step,
第四步最后一步
walking in the law of the spirit of life to overcome the law of sin and death.
能够行在圣灵与生命的律下，胜过那罪和死的律。
Let's look at how this four step unveil in the story of Esther.
让我们看看这四步是如何借着以斯帖记来启示出来的。
And out of these four steps, the step number one is the most critical.
在这四步当中，第一步是最重要的。
If we do not take the first step, there will not be step two and three and four.
如果我们不能迈出这第一步，后边二三四步都不会有成就。
If we do not take the first step, our spiritual life will end right there.
如果我们不能够迈出第一步的话，我们的属灵的生命到此就末了了。
If we have not recognized that, then that explains the struggle of our Christian life.
如果我们不能够认出这一点的话，这就解释了我们在基督徒的生活当中种种的挣扎。
But we heard often about the cross.
我们常常听到人提起十字架
，But we often fail to know how to put that into practice.
但我们常常不知道如何在实际当中来操练。
Therefore, God gave us this book of Esther.
所以神就把以斯帖记给我们。
Explain in detail how a person can actually take up his cross.
就详细的解释了一个人如何能够背起他的十字架。
First, we must recognize the terrible situation we are in.
首先我们要知道自己所在的这个光景是如何的毁坏。
Who was the first person to recognize the terrible situation the Jewish people was in?
谁是第一个认出犹太人所在那个紧迫的环境呢？
It was Mordecai.
是莫迪改。
Without the Holy Spirit, we will not be even realize how terrible we are in.
若没有圣灵的话，我们没有办法明白自己所在的光景是多么的紧迫。
So upon hearing the decree, Mordecai was devastated.
所以莫迪改听到神的谕旨之后，他就大大的悲哀。
Do you know that the Holy Spirit was devastated by our spiritual conditions?
你知道吗？圣灵因着我们所在的属灵的光景，在心里大大的悲哀。
He tore his clothes, put on sackcloth and ashes, and walked through the city of Susa to mourn openly.
他就撕裂衣服，穿麻衣，蒙灰尘，在苏三城中行走，痛哭哀嚎。
His action is not just an expression of personal sorrow.
他这样的行为不仅表示他自己内心个人的这种悲伤
，but serves as a call to repentance for the entire Jewish community，
并且召集了整个犹太全族他们的悔改。
Was spread throughout Susa of the tragedy，
然后城就传遍了犹太，传遍了苏珊城。
And many Jews follow Mordecai's example, dressing in sackcloth and ashes。
那很多的犹太人就跟着莫迪改一样，他们穿麻衣蒙灰尘。
Mordecai's action symbolized the Holy Spirit's work in leading people to repentance.
莫迪改所做的就代表了圣灵如何引领我们能够来悔改。
Brother and sister, this is the first step.
弟兄姐妹，这是第一步。
If we do recognize that there is a need for change,
如果我们认出有这样一个要改变的需要，
and we will not take this step,
我们就没有办法来走出这一步。
If we realize how terrible situation we are in,
如果我们认出我们所在的这个光景是多么的紧迫，
we must seize the opportunity that God has provided for us.
我们要抓住神所为我们预备的机会。
Although Mordecai recognized the threat from Haman,
当然，当莫迪改认出从哈曼所来的这个威胁，
but the opportunity to act on behalf of the Jews was in Esther's hand.
但要带领犹太人来有所行动的这个机会是在以斯帖的手中。
The opportunity was given to Esther.
这个机会是给到了以斯帖。
But Mordecai was the one to see the dangers.
但莫迪改却是那一个看出了这形势危急的人。
So Mordecai pointed out to Esther the opportunity that she had.
所以莫迪改就告诉以斯帖他所有的那个机会。
And suggest that he was placed in the palace as queen for such a time as this.
莫迪改就告诉以斯帖说，他得了王后的位分，正是为了现今的机会。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes we don't recognize just like Esther.
弟兄姐妹，有时我们像以斯帖一样，并不认识我们的机会。
God has given us so much grace in the past.
神在过往给我们如此多的恩典。
And place us in a situation.
把我们放在一个环境的里边。
For a reason.
是为着一个目的。
And we should recognize that God has given me so much grace.In the years past, for a time such as this,
我们应当认识神在过往的年岁当中给我们如此多的恩典，是为着预备我们为着现今的机会。
Oftentimes, when we face a situation like that, we actually want to fall back.
当我们有时遇到这样的机会的时候，我们常常想要退后。
Just like Esther,
就好像以斯帖一样。
He hesitated. She hesitated.
他一开始是犹豫的。
But Mordecai encouraged Esther about the consequences of not making the most out of this opportunity.
但莫迪凯却鼓励以斯帖，告诉他，如果他此刻不抓住机会，会有怎样的后果。
If Esther remained silent, deliverance would come from another source.
因为如果以斯帖闭口不言，犹太人必从别处得解脱。
Brothers and sisters, God rule in the kingdom of man.
弟兄姐妹，神在人的国中掌权。
The opportunity is given to you.
机会给到了你。
Given to you to act.
机会给到了你，要有所行动。
If you do not act,
如果你不行动
，opportunity will be taken from you and give to other person.
那机会就会从你那里被拿走，给别人。
This is the encouragement from Mordecai to Esther.
这是莫迪改给以斯帖的那个鼓励。
After hearing that,
当他听到了这样的一个鼓励
，Esther denied herself.
以斯帖就来否认自己。
Brother, sister, Bible say very clearly, you must deny yourself before you can take up your cross.
弟兄姐妹，圣经明明白白的告诉我们，在我们在能够拿背起自己的十字架之前，我们要否认自己。
Why was Esther hesitate?
为什么以斯帖他会有所犹疑呢
？Because there was a law in Persian.
因为波斯有这样的律法。
You approach the king without an invitation will result in death.
因为人若不蒙召进去见王，可能就会被治死。
So if you went in without invitation, it's automatic death.
如果你没有蒙王召进去见他，就是自然的死亡。
So Esther wrestled between her own life and the life of Jewish people.
所以以斯帖为着自己的生命和犹太人的生命要在这里做抉择。
Our flesh always recognizes our own interests over God's interests.
我们肉体总是把我们自己的利益摆在神的利益之前。
So before Esther can take up her cross, she must deny her interest.
所以在以斯帖能够背起十架之前，他先要来否认自己的利益。
Esther denied herself by initiating a 3-day fast, day or night.
那以斯帖为此就要全城的人为他一起来禁食三昼三夜。
To align herself with God's interest.
好叫他能够与神的利益相结合。
Brothers and sisters, you and I cannot take up our cross because our interests have not been aligned with God's interest.
弟兄姐妹，我们之所以不能够来背起十字架，是因为我们自己的利益没有与神的利益相调和。
The decree to annihilate the Jews was issued on the 13th day of the first month.
当时要来灭绝犹太全族的人的这个谕令是在正月十三日所下的。
The January 13th was the day before the Passover lamb was slaughtered.
正月十三日正是那逾越节的羔羊被杀之前。
The timing indicates that to resolve the crisis needs a Passover lamb.
那这个时间就让我们想起，要来解决这样一个问题，需要那逾越节的羔羊。
And Esther symbolized the Passover lamb prepared for sacrifice.
以斯帖正代表了那逾越节的羔羊要被献上作为祭的。
Then, like Passover lamb.She was willing to sacrifice everything, even her life, for the sake of her people.
那正如逾越节的羔羊一样，以斯帖也愿意为着他全族人的生命把自己献上。
So after the third day, she went in.
在第三日之后，她就进到王的内院。
She took up her cross.
她背起自己的十字架。
And entered the king's inner court.
进入王宫的内院。
Without invitations,
没有蒙召。
What happened next?
下面发生了什么呢？
You know, what happened next? I think is something very, very significant.
下面所发生的事情是非常的重要。
No, before we take up our cross, we always thought this is heavy.
当我们在背起自己十字架之前，总觉得这担子实在太重。
If it's not heavy.Then we will not hesitate, right?
因为这担子如果不重的话，我们心中都不致起疑了。
The reason we hesitate because we perceive the cross is very heavy.
我们之所以心中犹疑，就是觉得这担子实在太重。
Therefore, we hesitate just like Esther's.
所以我们就像以斯帖一样，在心中犹疑。
But when you actually take up your cross,
但当你真正背起十架的时候
，then you find it's actually light and easy.
你却会发现它是如此的轻省。
Brother and sister, we must have this experience.
弟兄姐妹，我们应当有这样的经历。
If we do not have this experience, then it's a very big loss for you.
如果我们未曾有这样的经历，对我们来说实在是一个极大的损失。
Then the cross to you is always heavy.
那十架对你来说就是永远那样的沉重。
Always hard and heavy.
总是这么的沉重。
You never experience the easy, light part of the cross.
若你没曾经历过十字架那轻省的一面。
Brothers and sisters, I encourage all of us to pray about this.
弟兄姐妹，我鼓励每一个人都为此而祷告。
Because we stand before the cross too often.
因为我们常常站在十字架的前面。
Then,We go back.
然后回头走回去。
We face the cross very, very many times.
我们有太多次面对十字架。
But most of the time, we turn back.
但绝大多数情况，我们就是转头。
Because we perceive the cross is hard and heavy.
因为我们觉着十字架实在又重又难。
But it's not the case.
但事实却并非如此。
If you think the cross is heavy and hard, that means you have not taken up your cross before.
如果你觉得这十字架又重又难的话，那我相信你此前没有背过十字架。
Once you take up your cross,
当你能够背起自己的十字架
，you'll find the burden of the cross is easy and light.
你会发现它是如何的轻省。
When the king saw Esther,
当王见以斯帖
，he extended his golden scepter to her.
他就把自己的金杖向他伸出来
，signaling that she had found favor and could approach him safely.
就代表了以斯帖在王的眼前蒙恩，可以平安的进去见王。
Not only that, the king asked Esther.
不仅如此，王问以斯帖
，What she desired.
他想要的是什么
？Offer to grant her anything, even up to half of the kingdom.
并且许诺，凡他所要的都赐给他，甚至国的一半都可以。
He was fearing her death just before he went in.
在他进去之前，他为自己的生命在那里担忧。
But moments later, he was offered the half of the kingdom.
但时刻过后，他却被要给出王，却要给他国的一半。
Brother and sister, what dramatic change!
弟兄姐妹，这是何等一个极大的改变！
How will Esther perceive the cross after that?
在那之后，以斯帖会怎么看十字架呢？
Brother and sister, this is something that we have to experience.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们要来亲自经历的。
Reading the story is not enough.
光来读这个故事是不够的。
I think even our high school or our middle school may have read the story of Esther's.
我想在我们当中的初中、高中生，他们可能都读过。
But how many of us recognize the severity of their situation?
但有多少能够来认出我们此刻所在的光景有多么的紧迫？
And the necessity for a change.
并且我们实在有这样一个需要来改变。
Brothers and sisters, how many of us have recognized the severe situation we are in today?
弟兄姐妹，我们有没有人认出我们此刻所在的光景有多么的紧迫
？For the testimony of the Lord
是为着神的见证
，is under tremendous threat，
正接受非常大的压迫。
If enemy has his own way，
如果仇敌有他的道路
，our life， our spiritual life will be completely annihilated。
那我们属灵的生命就将被仇敌所来毁灭。
And right now。Every single day, the enemy is working diligently to snatch our future generation away from us.
那此刻仇敌每一日都在那里，想要来把我们的后代从我们当中夺走。
Because if we lose the next generation, then there will be no testimony on the earth.
因为若下一代被仇敌所掳掠的话，那在这地上就不再有神的见证。
But have we seen the severity of this threat?
但我们看出这样一个威胁有多么的严峻吗
？Are we personally felt the threat from the enemy？
我们自己有没有感受到从仇敌所来的这个威胁
？Do we have the urgency to say we must change？
我们心中有没有这样的迫切说我们需要改变
？And Esther finally recognized that the opportunity is in her hands to act.
以斯帖最终认出了这样的一个机会在他的手里边，让他要采取行动。
And when he took the actions,
当他真正去做的时候
，he realized the burden of the cross was light and easy.
他却看出那十字架是何等的轻省。
Not only that, he received a power.
不仅如此，他也从神那里得着能力。
What is the power?
什么是他所得着的那个能力呢
？The power.To ask,
就是那个能够来问的那个能力。
Brother and sister, the biggest power that you and I have is the power to ask.
弟兄姐妹，你我所有那个最大的能力，就是能够向神来求。
Didn't God give us a power to pray?
神没有给我们那个祷告的能力吗
？It's almost like the same as here.
就好像在这里所讲的一样
The king said whatever you want even half of the kingdom is yours
王就问以斯帖说你要什么甚至国的一半我都给你
We have that same request in hand
我们也同样有从主那里来这样的应许
You ask everything will be given to you
凡你们所求的都赐给你们
So how the things got turned around
这就是事情如何能够转变。
The person of Esther took the opportunity to ask.
那以斯帖就借着这样的机会来向王有所求。
Brothers and sisters, we are in a difficult situation as the testimony of the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，就着神的见证这一面来说，我们此刻所在的这个时间是非常的危急。
And we must recognize this.
我们应当认出这一点。
We need to recognize the danger our children are in.
我们应当认出我们的孩子们他们所在的这个环境是多么的危急。
Then we need to exercise the privilege that we have.
我们也当行使神所给我们的那个特权。
And take up the opportunity to serve and to ask.
并且要来服侍，要来求他。
Brothers and sisters, this is what is what this story was telling us.
弟兄姐妹，这就是这个故事所告诉我们的。
So if we take that first step,
如果我们能够迈出这第一步
，we take up our cross,
我们就能够背起自己的十字架。
Something dramatic will happen in our life.
那些奇妙的事情就会在我们的生活当中接连的发生。
All of a sudden, your flesh has no power anymore.
立刻，你的肉体在你的里边就不再有能力。
If we do not take up our cross, we are no match for our flesh.
若我们不能背起十字架的话，我们没办法胜过自己的肉体。
No matter how many times we have tried,
无论我们尝试多少次
，always fail.
我们总会失败。
Because the flesh is strong.
因为肉体是非常的有力的。
But when we take up our cross,
但当我们能够背起十字架
and we find the burden of the cross is easy and light,
当我们发现这十字架是如此的轻省
the Holy Spirit reclaims sovereignty from our flesh.
当圣灵能够在我们的肉体里边再得主权。
We love the scripture say that it's no longer I who live.
我们都喜欢圣经说活着的不再是我
But Christ who live in me.
乃是基督在我里边活
How can that be possible?
这怎么能够成为实际呢
I have to take up my cross.
我需要来背起自己的十字架
I have to be crucified together with Christ.
我需要与基督同钉十字架
When Holy Spirit reclaimed the sovereignty from our flesh, then it is possible to not live by the flesh.
当圣灵在我们的肉体里能够重得主权的话，那让我们能够不靠肉体而活，就成为实际。
Now you look at Esther after that. She got this power to ask.
但你看到当以斯帖得着这样的一个机会能够来求的时候
，even half of the kingdom.
甚至国的一半都可以给他。
Brothers and sisters, just put you in that situation.
弟兄姐妹，想象一下，你此刻就在这样的一个时间点上。
If someone say to you, "You ask, even half of a kingdom will be given to you."
有人问你，你想要什么？甚至国的一半都可以给你。
You will pull out of a list from your pocket, right?
你就可能会从你的那个单子上放下一个。
There's a lot of things you want to ask, but you don't have a chance.
你有好多想要求的事情，但你过去都没有这样的机会。
But when the Holy Spirit reclaimed of the sovereignty, Esther did not ask.
但当圣灵重得主权的时候，以斯帖却一件事情都没要。
How was it possible?
这怎么可能呢
？She recognized the terrible situation they were in.
她知道他们所在的那个环境是多么的危急。
And now, she had a power.To save her people.
现在他就有这样的能力，能够来拯救他的全族。
But he didn't ask.
但他却一件都没求。
She said, "Why don't you invite Haman and yourself to my banquet?"
他却向王说：“王，求你带着哈曼来赴我的宴席。”
Brother, sister, will you do that?
弟兄姐妹，你会这么做吗
？Will you do that at that critical time? You're not asking.
弟兄姐妹，当你在那样一个危急的关口，你会什么都不求吗
？Then you prepare a banquet for.This bad Haman.
然后你还要为这个坏人哈曼来准备宴席。
Then you have to prepare a banquet.
你还要来预备这样的宴席。
At the second banquet, the king once again said, "What do you want?"
那在那个宴席上，王又问他你想要什么
？Even half of the kingdoms.
甚至国的一半都可以。
Now, you think Esther is ready to ask, right?
现在你觉着啊，以斯帖已经准备好要来求了。
She didn't ask again.
又一次，她什么都没要。
Then she said, "Why don't you and Haman came for the second banquet the next day.
他就说求王和哈曼第二日再来赴我的宴席。
This is unreal.
这在我看来实在是太不真实了。
This is unreal for a person, a natural person.
这对一个天然人来说是不真实的。
But it is real for someone live under the authority of Holy Spirit.
但对一个活在圣灵掌管的人的下边，这却是实际的。
It was not the right time.
因为那还不到时候。
She's trying to do the right thing.
她想要来做那正确的事。
But you have to do the right thing at the right time.
但你不仅要做正对的事，还要在正确的时刻。
You know, Jesus, when he was on earth, he continuously knew the right thing is to go to the cross.
主在地上的时候，他知道那所当做的事是要去到十字架上。
But he was always waiting for the right time.
但他却一直在等候那正确的时刻。
We cannot do that naturally.
靠着我们自己天然的人，我们没办法做到。
When flesh wants something, the flesh wants that something immediately.
肉体想要东西的时候，他立刻就想要去得着。
The flesh cannot wait.
因为肉体没有办法等候。
But someone live under the Holy Spirit.Can wait.
但一个在圣灵的掌管之下的人是能够来等候的。
What Esther was waiting for?
以色列在等什么呢？
What God was waiting for?
神在等什么呢？
I think God is waiting for two things.
我想神在等两件事。
Or Esther, without knowing, was waiting for two things.
或者是以色列在他自己甚至没有意识到的时候就在等两件事。
He was waiting for Mordecai to be elevated.
他在等莫迪改能够被高升。
For us to real to make a real change, the Holy Spirit must be elevated in our life.
若要我们有真实的改变，圣灵在我们的生命里面必须被高举。
Means that if my interest is not consistent with the interest of God.And I yield to God's interest.
换句话说，就是若我的利益与神的利益不相合的话，我应该向他所寻服。
And Mordecai was not elevated until the night after the first banquet and before the second banquet.
那莫迪改直到第一个晚宴结束，第二个晚宴的开始之前都没有被高举。
Therefore, the timing is not there for asking.
所以那个要以斯帖来求的时间还没有预备好。
So Esther waited.
所以以斯帖等候又等候。
Until the third banquet.
直到那第三日。
Then she made her request.
她在那里终于向王所求。
And when the time was right, then the king fully realized howTerrible Haman has done.
那时间好的是预备好的时候，王就真正意识到王哈曼所做的事情是多么的不好。
And someone reminded the king that there was a gallows established in the yard of Haman.
那人就告诉王说，在哈曼的院中立了一个十字架，是为着要挂莫迪改。
Therefore, the king said, "Hang Haman on the cross."
所以王就说把莫迪改把哈曼挂在那架上。
They removed the threat from the Jewish community.
就从犹太人当中把这个威胁去掉了。
Brothers and sisters, do you now see how the cross and the Holy Spirit work together?
弟兄姐妹，你现在看到十字架和圣灵是如何的来互相的配搭工作吗？
I think in the past we may miss some opportunity when we give messages.
我想在过去的时候，也许我们讲信息的时候，可能失去了一些机会。
We have a message on the cross.
我们讲到过这个十字架的信息。
And we have a message on the Holy Spirit.
我们也讲到圣灵的信息。
But I realize one thing.
但我意识到一件事。
I don't think you can talk about the cross without the Holy Spirit.
我想你没有办法提到十字架却不讲圣灵。
Without the Mordecai. Esther would not even recognize opportunity that she had.
没有莫迪改，以斯帖甚至都没有办法意识到他所在的环境。
Without encouragement from Mordecai, Esther was not able to take up her cross.
若没有莫迪改的鼓励，以斯帖也没有办法来背起自己的十字架。
The Holy Spirit can only work when some place has been worked by the cross first.
那只有当一些土壤被十字架所预备好了，圣灵才能够在其上来工作。
The cross and the Holy Spirit always come together in the scriptures.
圣灵和十字架在圣经当中总是一起出现。
You will not see the fire without the altars.
如果没有坛，就不会有那火。
If there's no altars there, how the fire can consume the sacrifice?
若没有祭坛的话，那火如何能够来烧尽那祭呢？
Because there is the work of cross, then the Holy Spirit can work on the foundation of the work of the cross.
那就先要有那个十字架，然后圣灵能够在十字架所立的那个根基上来继续的工作。
Moses strike the rock.Then water flow from it.
摩西把杖击出，那水就从岩石当中来流了出来。
The rod must be smitten first.
那个杖要先击打。
That's the work of the cross.
那是十字架的工作。
Then the water come out.
然后水就会涌流出来。
The work of the Holy Spirit.
那讲到的是圣灵的工作。
So the cross and the Holy Spirit always come together.
所以圣灵和十字架总是来一起的工作。
And this is.Really, what Esther, the whole story of Esther is about.
这就是以斯帖记所讲的这个故事。
There's no extra time to cover other instances where the cross and the Holy Spirit work together.
我们没有时间讲其他圣灵和十字架一同来工作的这个例子。
Even in the book of Esther.
甚至有好多例子也是在这个以斯帖记当中提到。
If you're interested, go through the book of Esther.
如果感兴趣的话，请大家自己来再读一下。
Then you look for the work of the cross and work of Holy Spirit.
你来在当中来寻找十字架和圣灵的工作。
It is throughout the book.
在整本书当中都有提到。
It's everywhere.
在每一处你都
能找到。Whenever you see the cross, you see the Holy Spirit.
每当你看到十字架的时候，你总也能看到圣灵在那里工作。
When you see the Holy Spirit, you see the cross.
你看到圣灵的时候，你也看到十字架。
The God's new plan.77 is centered around the cross and the Holy Spirit.
神的那个新的计划，就是那七十个七，是以十字架和圣灵为中心的。
Brother and sister, I want to just leave with you a few thoughts.
弟兄姐妹，在结束之前，我要把几个思想放在你们当中。
God has completely changed.The situation of the Jews in the time of Esther.
在以斯帖的时代，神改变了犹太人他们所处的光景。
God could turn things around because God reigns in the Persian Empire.
神之所以能够来改变这样的环境，因为他在波斯帝国掌权。
Today, God rules among His people.
今天神在他的子民当中来作王。
God can change us.
神能改变我们。
If we allow the Holy Spirit to work in our heart.
若我们让圣灵在我们心中工作。
And that is the key message from the story of Esther.
这是以斯帖的故事所要传达的那个最重要的信息。
If we want some change in 2025,
如果我们想要在2025年有所改变
We have to take this to heart.
我们要在心中认真的来思想这件事。
May our heart be a place the Holy Spirit work.
愿我们的心能够成为圣灵可以工作的田地。
So Christ may have a room in our heart.
好在基督在我们的心中有地可存。
May the Lord bless us with His word.
愿神把他的话语祝福给我们。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning. We can come around your table.
父，感谢你早上我们能够来到您的饼杯的面前。
We see We see that you have prepared such a banquet for us.
我们看到实在你为我们预备了宴席。
We are reminded that when you came first time, there is no room on the earth to receive you.
我们也知道当你第一次来到地上的时候，这地上没有地方能够为你所预备。
Father, we also often that we are, our heart was the same.
我们也承认常常我们的心也是如此。
We go after our own interest.
我们总是追求自己的利益。
So your interest has no room in our heart.
让你的利益在我们的心中没有地位。
As we come to the end of 2024 and looking forward to 2025.
当我们来到2024年的末了，当我们来盼望2025年的时候。
Give us some a desire for change.
主啊，求你在我们的心中放下那个改变的渴望。
Realize that we need to allow the Holy Spirit and the cross to work in our heart.
让我们能够知道需要让圣灵和十字架在我们心中工作。
May we all recognize the opportunity that's given to us.
也让我们能够认出您所给我们预备的各样的机会。
So in this transition from the old, this year to next year.
好像我们在这个今年到明年的这个交接处。
We know how to run this race together with our brothers and sisters.
让我们知道如何能够与弟兄姐妹一同跑我们在前面的路。
We thank you, we pray in Jesus' name.
我们感谢你，如此祷告，奉主耶稣的名。阿门。